This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. President Mohamed Bazoum of Niger has been removed from power, according to a group of soldiers who appeared on the West African nation's state television late on Wednesday, hours after the president was held in the presidential palace. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
An army spokesman, Colonel Amadou Abdurman, declared the West African nation's borders were closed, a nationwide curfew was in place, and all institutions were suspended. Security forces, according to Abdurman, decided to rebel due to the, quote, deteriorating security situation and bad governance. Niger is a key Western ally in a global fight against insurgencies in the Sahel region. The coup now complicates international efforts to fight a jihadist movement that has spread from Mali over the past decade.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with Russia's defense minister on military cooperation. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
North Korean state media says that leader Kim Jong-un has met with the Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu for discussions on military issues and the regional security environment. The meeting included a showcasing of some of North Korea's newest weapons. The Norse official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Shoigu reached a consensus on unspecified matters of mutual concern for national defense and security and on regional and international security matters. Some experts say North Korea sees the U.S. confrontation with China and Russia over regional influence and the aggression in Ukraine as an opportunity to break out of diplomatic isolation and insert itself into a united front against Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Visit us at voanews.com and download our VOA News app for more on this and all the stories we're covering. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday the United States is not seeking a permanent military base in Papua New Guinea. The two countries signed a security agreement this year, allowing the U.S. to develop and operate it out of seaports and airports in Papua New Guinea. Speaking during a joint news conference with Prime Minister James Marape, Secretary Austin said the goal is to strengthen Papua New Guinea's ability to protect itself and defend its interests.
This is a fundamental, a foundational framework to deepen that defense relationship that, again, goes back decades. So the common values that we have, I think, are really, really important. And this is an opportunity to expand upon a long-standing relationship that's been strong throughout.
Austin said expanding defense exercises between the two countries and a shipwrighter agreement will allow PNG personnel to use U.S. Coast Guard ships to combat illegal fishing. The first Coast Guard cutter is due next month. Marape said the defense cooperation agreement will bring improved defense infrastructure to PNG, as well as infrastructure in general in the country, benefiting the military and overall economy. Southern Taiwan on Thursday shut businesses and schools, while airlines canceled hundreds of flights amid warnings of landslides and floods as Typhoon Doksuri moved past the island. At last report, the typhoon was headed toward southern Taiwan Strait with maximum winds of 191 kilometers an hour. At one point, Doksuri was a super typhoon, but lost some of its strength after it lashed the coastline of the northern Philippines on Wednesday, causing rivers to overflow their banks and leaving thousands without electricity. The country's disaster agency says five people were killed. The storm is on a path towards China, where it will make landfall later this week. And a second-half goal from co-captain Lindsey Horan in the 62nd minute allowed the U.S. to battle back for a 1-1 draw against the Netherlands in the Women's World Cup in Wellington on Thursday.
I think a lot of the first half, we were fighting for the ball, we were running a lot, and the momentum wasn't going in our favor. So, you know, halftime we made a few switches, we changed a little bit, momentum came, and opportunities came with that.
The Dutch scored first with a shot from midfielder Geelrude in the 17th minute, sending the U.S. into the locker room trailing at halftime in a World Cup match for the first time since 2011. The Group E contest was a highly anticipated rematch of the 2019 finals match won by the American women. It was the first draw for the U.S. in a World Cup match since 2015. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.